Here's how you know it's springtime in New England. The days are growing longer, the trees are budding, and bears are invading. In many towns in western Massachusetts, black bears are exploring urban backyards and residential streets on a hunt for food in what's becoming an annual rite of spring. Karen Brown of New England Public Radio has this report.
I put out the word on my neighborhood listserv that I was looking for tales of recent bear encounters. Within an hour, I had about a dozen responses. That's twice as many as when I asked for gutter cleaners. Almost everyone, it seems, has a bear story.
I was weeding by the side of our driveway, middle of a summer day, and a huge, must have been a male, literally walked by within a couple of feet of me.
And I screamed at Joan, "There's a bear!" really loud. And of course, she couldn't hear me because she's like, you know, bopping away under the headphones.
Walked out on the porch, and there was a bear with two cubs.
How did we get to this point? Northampton is a college town full of restaurants, clothing stores, and art galleries. Not exactly wilderness, but it's flanked by rural, wooded, and swampy areas that black bears love, and they don't have far to go for easy meals. Our dumpsters, our bird feeders, our compost bins.
And the mother bear lifted this up and swung the door open and knocked the trash can over. And, you know, I mean, we see them in the yard all the time.
Over the last 3 decades, wildlife trackers have counted more and more bears in Northampton. I live near a meadow, and it's not unusual to look up from cooking dinner and see a mama bear and her cubs lumbering down the cul-de-sac, as my neighbor Jane Fleischman explains.
When the bears are sighted in our neighborhood, you can literally track them on the internet. People will post a photo, and then 10 minutes later they'll say, "Oh, it's in my driveway. Oh, it's in my backyard." And you can literally follow them around. And so in some ways I think there's a great fascination for them.
People don't seem to be scared. There are reports of bears breaking into cars or popping out kitchen screens, but no attacks on humans. Northampton writer Alyssa Alford even tried to talk to a bear on her patio.
I really just wanted to make eye contact. I wanted to have that moment where we were together and seeing each other, that contact with the wild.
But does it have to be quite so close?
We love bears. We love wildlife. What we don't love is having them trample through our property on a daily basis.
Janelle Jorda sees a darker side to the Northampton Ursine story. She shows me where bears have destroyed her wooden trash enclosure and crushed her landscape lighting. Last month, a mother bear ripped down her chain-link fence as Jorda gaped from the other side of a glass door.
When the baby tried to follow the mother in, the baby got stuck because the baby was huge and got stuck inside the fence. And that's when I was like, oh, man, I better call the police because I was alone with a huge mother and two babies.
Jorda doesn't blame the bears. She blames a neighbor who's apparently feeding them. Wildlife officials are pushing for a city law to make feeding bears illegal, so they'd have little reason to leave their natural habitat. Problem is, mother bears have already taught their cubs that chomping on discarded pizza crusts is a lot easier than picking berries in the woods. For the next generation of bears, this may actually be their natural habitat. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown in Northampton, Massachusetts.